We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Ray of Truth broadcast with you. This is Alvin Craig speaking, and this service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We're thankful for the privilege of having you a part of our congregation today. We do have so much to be thankful for. We're living in a world today where there is much complaining and criticizing and fault-finding, but if we'll stop and consider the blessings of Almighty God, we will have to say we have so much to be thankful for. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor even a shadow of turning. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, first of all, for your righteous and holy self, and we thank you for your love, and we're thankful that Jesus came into this world to be our Savior because of your love. And we know that he loved us so much that he was willing to give his life to redeem us. To thee we give thanks, to thee we give praise. We also thank you for our congregation today, and we know that you love them, and we're praying that you'll minister to them. We're praying that you'll take us and take our broadcast and make it a blessing to each and to every heart. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our thoughts are entitled, How to Avoid Bitterness, reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. And then, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of just, and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. There is much bitterness in the world today. Many are unhappy about their circumstances, their health, their job, their salary, their residence, their marriage, and so forth. Some are not just unhappy, some are miserable, and they want a change. Doubtless such attitudes are not the will of God. I believe that God wants us to be happy and to enjoy life. I believe that that's why he made the world as he did. He intended for man to be happy, and if they obey God, they will be. God never intended for people to be miserable and wretched and carry on the way they do in many circumstances today. Now, I realize that it is not so easy to say everything is going to be to our liking. I'm not going to say it will be, but I am going to say that by the grace of God, we can live a life of thankfulness and not bitterness. Think on these things, so our text in Philippians 4 and 8 says, contentment is not a state of circumstances. Let me repeat that. Contentment is not a state of circumstances. It is a state of mind regarding our circumstances. Some soldiers came to John the Baptizer one time, and they asked him, "What shall we do?" And John's answer to them was, "Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages." Luke chapter 3 and verse 14. I imagine that wages for soldiers in those days were rather small. I remember when my older brother Harold joined the army back in 1939. For the first 3 months, he was paid $21 a month. So it might be kind of hard, but that's what John told these soldiers. Be content with your wages. The Bible has a lot to say about contentment. Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. So Paul wrote to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. So godly living is a product, or contentment is a product of godly living. Godliness with contentment is great gain. And we need to remember, we brought nothing into this world, and we're not going to take anything with us when we leave this world. But during this time, we need to remember that God blesses us with many things. To be able to get out of your bed each morning is a blessing. And I'm sure that many people who are confined to their bed would agree with that. To be able to get out of bed, to be able to go to work, to have the physical strength that you need to go to work, and to have a job, you need to be thankful. The Bible tells us that the power to get wealth comes from God, and health and strength is a blessing from God. Having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. So we read in verse 8 of 1 Timothy chapter 6, having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. There are millions of people in the world today who are starving, and many, many of them go to bed every night hungry. And some eat leaves, some I've seen pictures of that even ate dirt. So if you have food and clothing, if you have a home, if you have a job, if you have health and strength and to be able to be up and about, you have much to be thankful for. And we need to be careful and avoid bitterness. For bitterness does not bring happiness to us, nor to anyone else. Let your manner of living be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. I say there are many scriptures in the Bible that speaks about contentment. And here the Hebrew writer said, let your manner of living be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And of course, that promise is to the child of God, those who are seeking to live in obedience to God's word. The Apostle Paul met with many adversities as he journeyed through life. And he lists some of them in the book of Corinthians, how many times he was in the deep and how many times he was beaten and how many times he was put in prison and so on and so forth. And I say he met with many adversities along life's highway, even peril and false brethren. But you know what the Apostle Paul said? I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. What a lesson to learn. I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. So we read in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Our text today is taken from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. But here we have verse 11 and 12. I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Being thankful will help us guard against bitterness. You cannot be thankful and bitter at the same time. We read in Psalm 100 and verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. The Apostle Paul told the Athenians there in Athens that it is in God that we live and move and have our being, and that God is the one who gives us life and breath, yea, and all things. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Colossians 3 and 15 tells us, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Here we have some very sound instruction. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. And as long as the peace of God is ruling in your heart, there will not be bitterness there. No, enter into his gates with praise, into his courts with thanksgiving, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving, Colossians 4 and 2. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory, Colossians 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory over sin, the victory over bitterness, the victory over the world, the victory that enables us to live a righteous and a godly life in this present world. Ephesians 5 and 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in connection with thanksgiving, let us look at our text. Whatsoever things are true, what does the truth mean to you? Buy the truth and sell it not. If you obey the truth, you will know freedom from sin and from bitterness. Jesus said, if you would be my disciples, continue ye in my word, and then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you have Christ, you have the truth. For Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of truth. And Jesus said in regard to him, whenever he is come, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. And so the Apostle John says here in our text, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, think on these things. Truth is of the utmost importance. I say to people, buy the truth and sell it not, and then put up, buy the truth, and then put up a sign, not for sale. And then the Apostle Paul goes on to say, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are honest. And with a lot of people, you know, I read a survey or the results of a survey recently, and it said more than 90% of the American people admit that they lie almost every day. What a terrible thing. I would certainly hope that that survey is wrong. For here we are told, whatsoever things are honest. And honesty is a very honorable thing. It is indeed an honorable thing to be truthful. And it's a terrible thing to tell a lie. The Bible says that all liars shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. And then Paul goes on to tell us that whatsoever things are just. Think on these things. There's a lot of injustice in the world today. And Paul exhorts us to not only think on things that are just, but to live a life that is just. And a person who is just in all his ways will not be bitter. And then Paul goes on to say, whatsoever things are pure. Thank God Jesus Christ came into this world, suffered and bled and died upon the cross of Calvary so that we could have a pure heart, so that we could have a pure mind, and so we could live a pure and holy life. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. And Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, the pure in heart shall see God. So whatsoever things are pure, think on these things and live that kind of a life. Paul told Timothy, keep thyself pure. 1 Timothy 5 and 22. And then Paul goes on in our text and he says, whatsoever things are lovely. And in the world today where there is so much evil and so much ungodliness, there are still a lot of things that are lovely. Have you ever looked at a lovely rose, a beautiful flower? Have you ever stood beside a rippling brook, a stream? Have you ever looked out across the mountains or across the valleys? Have you ever driven by a beautiful cornfield? Or have you ever seen these things, the beautiful apples, the peaches and so forth that grow to meet our needs? And have you ever seen a lovely family? A family where the father and mother love one another, love their children, husbands and wives, love one another, and the children love their parents. I don't think there's anything more beautiful in this time world than a close-knit, lovely family, all of them loving and serving God. So whatsoever things are lovely, think on these things. And there are many things in this world, I say, that are lovely. Flowers, rippling streams, snow-capped mountains, and so forth. But the loveliest of all is a true Christian life. Whatsoever things are of good report. There's so many bad reports. You know, there have been those people who have started out to print newspapers or magazines, and they were only going to report what was good, and none of them have been successful. It seems like that whatever is ill, whatever is bad, that's what people report, and that's what people want to hear. But what about things that are of good report? That's the things that we need to think about. And there are some things that are good. There are good reports, and we need to be thankful for them. Now, the light of the eye rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. So we read in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 32, a good report brings joy to the heart. A good report will help us to keep from being bitter. If there are many virtues, and if there are any praise, think on these things. Think on the love of God and the gift of His dear Son. Think of the peace we can have through an experience of salvation. Think on the victory that we have over sin if we are a child of God. Our brothers and our sisters, think on the love that binds our hearts together. Think on the love of God that sheds His love upon us and in our hearts and causes us to love one another with a pure heart fervently. Think on the fellowship that we have in Christ. And not only do we have fellowship with God the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ, but if we are walking in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Think on these things. Our hope we have in Christ of eternal life. That is something that we should think about from time to time. And when we think about our eternal home in heaven, we will be guarding our hearts against all bitterness. Our scripture from Ephesians 4 and 31 tells us, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Yes, it is the love of God, it is the goodness of God, that we can be forgiven and have the hope of eternal life. Heavenly Father, we trust that these scriptures have been a blessing to our congregation today, and we pray that you'll help each one to seek to do the will of God and have the love of God in their hearts and not bitterness. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And we would be thankful if you would take time to let us know that you appreciate our broadcast. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services, which are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service at 6, our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide, is our sincere prayer.
Gone from my heart, the world with all its charm. Now through the blood, I'm saved from sin's alarm. Down at the cross, my heart is bending low. The precious blood of Jesus washes white as snow. Amen. I love Him. I love Him because He first loved me and purchased my salvation. Far away deep down in sin, once was a slave to passions fierce within. Once Jesus' blood. I love Him. I love Him because He first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary. Once I was bound, but now I am set free.